Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on Open Land Fun Sunday, hour number three. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everybody. Johnny B here. Good morning.
All right. That last show we did during the height of the crisis was May 2nd. That's the one with Hillman and Plog with me in here.
Yes. There's three hours on the Sports Radio 610 website. It's going to be 2nd of May.
2nd of May. All right. For those wanting to know, you're going to listen to that mess again. Have at it. All right. Let's get to our phone line.
Put on some headphones.
Put on some headphones. Kick back. Might want to have a Bloody Mary with that one. All right. Who's up next? We got Jim West. Let's see what's up with him, man. Jimmy, good morning. What's up, man?
Hey. Good morning, sir.
Hey, buddy, what's happening?
I'm sitting out here on Shell Road looking at this full moon. Well, it's a half a moon now. But listen to the coyotes, and I'm been getting eaten up by mosquitoes. I just hit them with some off, though. That's sitting out here in the middle of the boonies on my fix to get my nail guns and my generator running and do a little work before it gets hot.
It's too hot, yeah.
Yeah, I tell you. I can't get on a tractor. Well, I'm going to get on my small tractor and do a little bit of mowing maybe here later this morning once it gets hot. But, boy, we've had some rain over here this year.
I know it, man.
In the last 3 weeks, Mickey, I think I've had like 14 inches of rain on the ranch. And it's just the grass has just gone absolutely nuts. And it's going to really hurt my dove hunting, I think. I quit booking hunts about 2 weeks ago. And I've still got people, and they're just calling and calling now because it's just around the corner, and I'm really afraid. It's going to be tough. I got a few birds in the back. I got a little barn. I got a little 65-acre field there, and it's got some birds on it. And the Mexican weed is doing well. It's seeding off, and those doves are fixing to get on it. But for the first there, I think I'm going to have a tough hunt. If I can get in the fields, and what I'll do with my big tractor is I'll disc and lay that grass down and not disc deep, and then I can come back and burn it in about 2 days. That's what I'm going to have to do. But it's wet. I mean, it's muddy. Fields are muddy.
Oh, I know. Y'all been getting smacked over there. You know, I got a lot at my house, but I kept watching the way those bands were coming through there.
And, it's been hitting me dead center. I mean, it's been hitting my ranch dead center. It's just crazy how much rain I've had over here. In August? You know, late July.
Who? Go figure.
Yeah, I know. So, but anyway, is what it is. So,
it's been a tropical year, man.
I know it. You know, I guess, you know, instead of taking days off and doing this and trying to get prepared, I've sure been giving up a bunch of fishing trips. But I pretty much plan to work up here every weekend. And, you know, Sunday's kind of a family time, but I'm behind the eight ball, you know, and getting my stuff done and, you know, fish 4 days a week and then get up here and can't get on a tractor, you know, and it's just like, man, I just, it's just, you know, it's just frustrating to you know, it really is frustrating. But it is what it is. Now, we'll have some good dove shoots later in the season for sure if we don't get them on the first. And I still got a little time. But
yeah, you got time. Maybe we can have a miraculous turnaround here.
Well, that's what it's going to take. We need some dry weather is what we need. So, but anyway, we, you know, trout fishing's been pretty good over in East Bay. Up until this week, I struggled this week. And the redfish were, I should have got on those reds a couple other times because I found some trout up the bay a little bit, and I went back up there one day thinking I was going to catch them because I didn't catch, I caught a few like the day before, and it was like 10:30, 11 o'clock. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get up there early. And, man, we struggled that next day up there. It was just like I don't know if we just lost our bite this week, but we struggled catching trout this week. So, and it's been a good early bite, and it's like we've lost that early bite and this week. And I struggled 4 days I fished. I just struggled. Now, the reds, we got on some schools of reds, and, I mean, it was just, you know, it's lock and load with them. But, you know, have four trout in the box, two trout in the box one day, six trout in the box another day. I mean, that's a struggle, you know. And it
you don't have to tell me, brother. The struggle is real. But, no, the bite did go kind of bad this week, man. It's the trout bite, it's been, man, that slow dead sticking on the bottom, working those tails slow. I mean, you know, that's what I'm hearing from all my end anyway. But
I think it's like that in a lot of places. You know, I come into the bait camp, you know, I'm down here at Crystal Beach, and there's a lot of people fishing over in the east. And it's actually probably – West Bay has been better, but East has probably been, you know, if it blows out of the west, then we get blown out. And there's places you can fish, you know, and we'll struggle on those days when it's windy out of the west or southwest when there's other people catching them. But a lot of days there, I mean, we were done. We'd have limits at 7:30, 8 o'clock. There were several days this last month that was like that. But, and I mean, if you didn't get them, say, by 9 o'clock, you just didn't get them. I mean, it was tough, you know, after the sun got up. But, boy, this week, it's just like, man, they just shut off. So, but anyway, that's fishing. I'll tell you, the most consistent place has been the surf. The buddies of mine have been catching them in the surf. And I think it slowed down a little bit yesterday. But, you know, the Bolivar surf really hasn't been that good. They've had a few days, and in the pocket there's a few days, but it lit off this week. There was a couple days that just, I mean, it was lock and load for my buddies. You know, it's like you can't miss. You know how the surf is. When it's on, it's on. So,
yeah.
And it hasn't been like that in Crystal Beach, Bolivar Surf, this year very often.
But, that good water just never has pulled into the beach, has it?
No, that's what it is. You know, it really has not. Now, up towards High Island, it's still been off color. So, but it's like you go back towards the jetties, and just as you get into the fishable water, that's where they're catching them. And it's like the buddies of mine. I mean, it's like lock and load. So, like old times. But and it's good to see, you know. It's good to see those fish are still there. Driving the beach and driving down, because I'm back and forth all the time. And down there, birds are working out in front of High Island in that surf. It's like chocolate milk 150, 200 yards out, and then it just turns green. Not chocolate milk, but it gets streaky.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You can see groups of birds. You can see slicks on the highway from Gilchrist to High Island. You're riding the beach all the way. So you can see what's going on.
Sure.
And I'm just like, man, if this water just gets green to the beach, you can whack them right here because it's on. And, but now it's pretty streaky up that way. But when you get down other side of the pass towards the end of Crystal Beach, the water gets green, and that's where they've been. So, but anyway, I'm building a 30 by 70 shed, and that's what I'm worked on it about 8 hours yesterday, and I'm gonna work on it today, and hopefully.
What are you building that for? To put your equipment in?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm building a shop. Yeah,
right.
It's got two wings on it, and where I can pull my tractors underneath. I got a Gold Devil boat. Just all my stuff. Yeah. I got to have a place to store it. And we own a little piece of property right over here. It's about 130 acres, I guess, and that's where I'm putting it. Built a little reservoir there 2 years ago out off of the side of the bio, off the end of it, and it's pretty good duck hunting on it. But we got to catch our days, you know, up here in the prairie. When the weather's bad, we kill ducks, and when the weather's pretty, and you just got to let it rest, you know. It's right. Nothing like the marsh. But we kill a few mallards, kill a few gadwall, and it's good at times. So it's pretty good at times.
Well, it won't be long. Till season will be right here, man. It's time.
Yeah, and you know, here's one thing. Last year it was so wet, they didn't get the rice planted early. And they got everybody over here is cutting rice now, where last year they were cutting first growth till October.
Yeah.
And because they didn't get their rice in until April, where now they got their rice in March. So they got it in when they're supposed to. And it's March 15th, you can get insurance on your crop. And they didn't almost – it was dry this spring. So they got all their fields planted, and they're cutting rice now. So without a doubt, they'll be on their second growth, and the fields will have water on them in September for that, and the till will be up here thick this year. There's no doubt. And I look forward to it. I'm already booked for the weekend. I've got I don't have any more openings for the opening weekend. But after that, I've got plenty of openings. And we kill teal all through the season. Sometimes when the migration gets here, it's the middle of the season. And a lot of times, a second or third weekend, a lot of times in the past, has been the best weekends to hunt.
You're right.
It has. Yep. Especially if you get a little cool front end, middle of September. Boy, it's like it just loads up with teal up here.
Boy, they ride it down, buddy. They ride that north wind.
They do. So, well, I got good daylight.
All right, Jimmy. Well, don't get too hot, buddy, and take care. If somebody wants to call you about teal hunting, dove, and doing a little fishing with you, man, throw them out a number, bud.
4-996-3054.
All right, Jimmy. Hey, good talking to you, man. Have a good Sunday. Yep. Be safe out there, bud. All right.
All right. You too, Mick. Have a
later,
good one.
Later, man. Take care.
Okay.
All right. That's Captain Jim West, Bolivar Guide Service. And all right. After the break, we'll come back. We have Sean, Royce, and Steve. You guys hang with me, and we'll complete the show with you guys. Have some good conversation following up. But first, I need to tell everyone about the 31st Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament. That's going to run till Labor Day weekend. There's still time to get in, and you never know when that next fish, that magic fish, will come on that magic cast. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. And there's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships up for grabs. And, you know, you never know. Whatever category of fish you're fishing for, you just may pull that lucky fish or even catch one of those tagged reds. There's dozens of them swimming around in Texas waters all up and down the Texas coast. And if you catch one, there's still 5 slots available for a Haney Bigfoot boat package. And, you know, they have great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Shiner Bach, Hall Power, Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, just to name a few. And again, sign up for the Star. It's real easy to sign up. User-friendly website, startournament.org, or call the CCA at 713-626-4222. So if your kids, before they get back to school, get them out, get them in the boat. You never know. That could change your life with a $25,000 or a $50,000 scholarship. Again, sign up for the Star, startournament.org, 713-626-4222, and I wish you the best of luck.
Deshaun Watson's got nothing but love.
I love this organization. I love them and their family. I love the coaching staff. I love the coaches. I love the players. I love the city. I love the fan base. Right now, my main focus is doing everything I can to bring the city and its organization its first championship.
Wow. We would love that too, Deshaun. Let's get it.
Come on.
Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house, B?
Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios. Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Hey, what do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Draeger Rental and Safety Services is your full-service safety partner for shutdowns and turnarounds. Learn about Draeger's breathing equipment and gas detection at ShutdownRental.com.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high-impact. That's Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Follow Sports Radio 610 on Facebook and get the latest news, podcasts, live video, event info, and more. All you have to do is push that little thumbs up button. We are Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Little Johnny. All right. 6:35 in the Bayou City. Final segment. It's hard to believe Fun Sunday's gone this quick. Unreal. All right, let's get to our callers. Sean, you're up next. Good morning. What's up?
Hey, Captain Mickey. How you doing?
Good. Is this Sean in Fort Worth?
That be the guy.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Just been cleaning out the closet all night and getting rid of selling a bunch of tackle.
Yeah?
Well. Yeah, just... too much stuff, you know. Collect all this stuff over the years. It's just time to get rid of it.
I know. It,
like buy stuff on clearance or whatever, you know, and throw it in a box and it just builds up.
Well, after I leave the world, my son's going to have fun with guns and fishing tackle and ammo.
Well, that's what I was telling
have
my
at
friends. Like, Dad, how you got all this? I was like, man, I got enough stuff for your grandkids to fish with, man.
I know. You know, you try to keep a lid on everything, but it adds up. You just, you can't use.
Hey, if you had a small inshore box to put together just for inshore fishing, you know, not on a boat, what would you have in that box?
What, like I would take fishing with me?
Yeah, just like a Wade box or something
like
that.
Yeah, like a Wade box? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, it. You know, I have a couple of different ones. It depends on time of year that I keep, and I use those good, what do they call the weighting boxes that I've used for a long time now with the
boxes.
Well, with the gel on the bottom of them, where you know you organize your lures and they don't get all scrambled around and tangled up and everything. But
the lure lock,
yeah,
Sold some of those yesterday.
Man, you know, a typical wading box for me, I'll have a couple of, you know, I'll have a, like a Super Spook, a big top water, and then I'll have a mid-range one like a Top Dog Junior or a She Dog, you know, and maybe a Spook Junior for my top waters, and then I'll have me a couple of my favorite colored corkies in there. Then I'll have me three or four of my favorite lilies and hot rods as far as hard baits, you know, those type of baits go. And I always carry my soft plastics in my shirt pocket, you know, which naturally most of the time is just a Little John bag, purple demon Little Johns with a couple of extra jig heads in there in case I break off. And, you know, just keep it simple. And, you know, I know some guys, they'll get out of the boat and they're overloaded with tackle. You know, they got a sporting goods store in their boxes.
But, yeah, that's like when I come down there, I bring like a mothership
tackle box
and then end up fishing out of a little side tackle box the whole time I'm down there.
Right. But it just, you know, I keep it simple. Usually if they're not biting those particular lures that I'm accustomed to fishing with all the time, they're just not biting. Every once in a while something freak will happen, but for the most part, that's going to get you through it.
I mean, it's a problem. We overthink it too much. You know, we need all this stuff. And all right, well, I don't want to keep you on. I got some more callers, but I just wanted to holler at you.
All right. Well, it's good hearing from you, Sean. You have a good Sunday.
All right, you too. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. See you. All right, next up, Roy Simmons, Richland Chambers. What's up, Royce? How you doing?
I am doing excellent. Taking a day off, listening to your outdoor show. Doesn't get much better than that. Cup of coffee.
Life is good, brother. Life's good.
We kind of ended this last week was probably about the last hurrah for our summer. It usually slows right now when school nears, and I know that's up in the air for a lot of folks. I don't know what they're doing down in Houston, but it's all over the board up here in Dallas and East Texas as to when and if and how. So they'll figure it out, but business always slows. It gets a little hotter. Activities increase, but we fished every day last week up until today, and yesterday was one of those, yesterday and Friday. Had kids on board. Yesterday, just a granddad and a 14-year-old grandson. They liked a white bass, but he wanted some catfish, and we got lucky. We had both boats out, had 25. The kiddo had his 25 white bass, I mean, by 8 o'clock. Granddad was kind of enjoying more than fishing, you know, taking a picture and just having a good time. And then we got the punch bait out and put 25 nice blues and channels, and we were back cleaning fish before 10 o'clock. So, you know, not only achieved the grandson's wish of whites and cats, but got in before it got too hot, fish cleaned, and back to the AC by about midday. So it's just good. The fish are scattered. It's not real easy. Some days the whites are on the top water, and then it'll skip 2 or 3 days. And we're still kind of moving way up the creeks and catching some of those fish that are, people don't think about it, in, you know, 15, 20 foot of water, you know, that thermocline set in on the main lake. But you hit a couple of days like we do on Friday and Saturday, and you think, man, this is easy like springtime. Then they'll make you humble the next trip or two, make you burn a little gas. But it's been a really good year. Our lake is absolutely full, and it's the middle of August. Fish are still biting, and it's slowed down a little bit after July 4th. The lake, I think we had talked in the past, the coast has been crowded. The freshwater lakes have been crowded, but it's starting to kind of slow back down like it normally is. So, you know, it's been a good year with the exception of the one old bugaboo that's got everybody, you know, upset, but we'll get through it. It's just those things, I guess. But our time of the year slows down a little bit now, then it'll pick right back up in the fall when it cools down. But we got some openings now, even a Saturday too coming up with a boat opening. Some of the folks want to try to get in one last trip before the school starts. So we can accommodate them. And the white bass, most days are still, you get a box of fish, if not a limit, pretty handily. So we can't complain. It's okay. It's not paradise, but, you know, 95 degrees and we're off the lake by midday, it's okay.
Well, that's good.
I appreciate you working me.
Sounds like y'all got a grip on things anyway.
Well, and, we're trying.
How's your lake level up there? Is Richland still holding plenty of water? You still full?
if you can believe this, we had two gates open as recent as 2 weeks ago.
I think the last time I talked to you, you had mentioned that you had a couple of gates open. It's crazy.
We hate to see them letting water out, but they keep those little lakes above us that feed the lake, you mm-hmm. know, right at pool level just in case. But, you know, unless we had a tropical storm, we're not going to get any rain until, you know, October, serious rain.
Right.
But, I mean, water clarity is good. Water temps are about where you'd think it'd be, 86, 87 degrees. You know, the people doing the crappie fishing, they got a pretty good little bite going on their brush piles.
Right.
The hybrid striper bite's a little tough. The live bait guys, they're not getting it easily, but I honestly think some of that might be due to our population. We didn't get any hybrids the year before. I don't think anybody did. Something at the hatchery, the timing was wrong, and we had a minimal, I think, 100,000 fingerlings they put in there a couple of weeks ago for this year. But they're not just sacking up those hybrids like they do in the spring, but our white bass population has made a really good comeback in the last few years. And it's, I wouldn't say it's the heyday time when you used to call us the capital of the world, but, you know, we've had a good spring. We've had a good spring and a summer, and you can usually find your fish if you're out there, you know, pretty consistently. It's a guy that comes up, you know, once a month and has been there in April and May and limited out, you know, by 8 o'clock. But now he's having to burn some gas and look for him. But you know, that happens everywhere, every freshwater lake in the summer. Just part of fishing.
Well, that's good to hear. All right, Royce. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come up, throw them out a number, man.
I tell you what, I'm still getting the calls all summer long that people are listeners of yours and customers of ours sometimes. We hadn't been able to accommodate them really short notice, but again, now call because we got some openings, 903-389-4117, and on the website, gonefishing.biz.
Sounds good. Royce, good to hear from you, man. Have a good Sunday, my friend. All right, buddy.
You have a good Sunday in a week. See you later.
I'm going to do her. Thank you. See you. All right, it's Roy Simmons up on Richland Chambers. Now let's go to Steve. Steve, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Just cutting off here at Madisonville. I saw that ship we signed, so it's time to breakfast. So drive through there. Lucky you can't drive through, so, you know, got to play it safe.
Right.
David, I wanted to bring up, you had mentioned golf a couple of times this morning.
Right.
I don't know if y'all know it, but, you know, for all those Longhorns and Aggies out there, we came within one golfer. The final round today, of course, is, you know, for the PGA. We came within one golfer of an Aggie and a Longhorn being in the final pairing. But Dustin Johnson went and messed it up, got out there at the end and shot 65 and finished at 9 under. But the Aggie and the Longhorn, Champ and Scheffler, both finished -8. I mean, it was that close to having those two boys in the final group for a major. I just thought, man, that would have been so cool.
That would have had.
Longhorns or just anybody in general from, you know, Texas to watch that. But still, I'm going to be plugged in today. And
so Scotty Scheffler and let's see, you got
Cameron Champ.
And Cameron Champ.
Yeah, he's from A&M. And Scheffler's only 24 years old. And
right.
But before, I was sure hoping that would happen. I'm a big Dustin Johnson fan, but I was pulling against him there at the end.
Yeah, Scheffler shot 5 under like Dustin did yesterday. They burned it up pretty good.
And he could have had it before, but he blew a putt there at the end.
Yeah, Colin Morikawa, he shot a 5 under yesterday, too. He moved way up. He's tied for 4th, so.
But you know, with fishing kind of slow and nothing much going on with hunting, and the temps are going to hit 97 in the Houston area around 4 o'clock, I'm on my way up to my ranch right now to Teague. But I'm going to plant myself in front of that TV this afternoon, and I'm a horn.
Me too.
But I'm a pull for both of them.
You got it, Texas boys, man.
So, but anyway, I just thought I'd share that.
All right, Steve. Well, appreciate that, and you have a good day, man. Stay
right,
cool,
sir.
If that's possible. All right.
Bye-bye.
See ya. All right, next up we got Rick. Rick, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, welcome to the show.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, listen, back, I want to believe in the early 80s, I fished with you and Gene Campbell a couple of times. Were y'all affiliated together at that time?
They called us the Baytown Boys back then. It was me and Gene and Bobby Campbell and Blaine Friermuth. We all fished together real hard back then. And then James Plogg come into the realm. He started running with us, so we had us a good, pretty good little group of guys there.
Well, I sure enjoyed fishing with y'all. I was just curious, whatever happened to Gene?
Gene, he's still around. He's still got Oyster Bio Hunting Club, big time duck hunting operation, and he's still doing good. Fine guy, man.
Well, I got one other question. I don't know if you remember this guy or not. I think he might have fished with you on a regular basis, and that's who invited me to fish with you. His name was Joe DiLorenzo.
Oh yeah, I remember. I remember Joe way back.
Yeah, that was back in the early 80s.
Yes, sir. Back when fishing was unbelievable.
I haven't seen Joe in probably about 10 years, but that was a really good trip. And I was just been curious. I don't ever hear anybody mention Gene any. And, of course, I hear you every week. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And really appreciate what you're doing, and maybe I'll try to call in more often.
Well, don't be a stranger. We're always open on Sundays for everybody to call.
All right, buddy.
Well, it's good hearing from you. You bet, man.
I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day and a good week.
We're going to do it. Thank you, Rick. You have a good one. Good hearing
right.
from you, man.
Thank
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Blast from the past. All right. We're going to wrap her up. We got one more caller left, and that's Vernon. Vernon, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Y'all sounding pretty good this morning. I got the best hook in the world for everybody if they're listening. The best hook I've ever had is a pair of jumbo cables. Them things that hook anything, yeah. What I really want to ask you is, I'm out there, I got that place. I've talked to you a couple times and all by Crystal Beach.
Uh-huh. But,
out there in that bay, do they have some kind of map that may show any structures that's not marked or anything that you could? I noticed there's a pipe sticking up out of the water about a foot. So I don't know if high tide it would cover it up, but is there some kind of place I can get a map that kind of show? Can you help me out there? You just got to kind of learn.
Man, the best thing to do is you have a GPS in your boat?
Yeah.
Go buy you an SD card. You can buy them at Academy or West Marine or anywhere like that that you can put in there. You've got two slots in your card slots, one for your SD card that you want to keep all your downloads on in case, your unit takes a dump. Then you can use those, download them on a laptop, and then put it on another SD card and put it on your new unit or just throw that one in there. But Navionics makes a great chip. I don't know, what are they, $129, $139 bucks or whatever you put it in? I mean, it has everything. I mean, anything, it's any kind of structure that's not on a regular fishing map, they'll have it in that card. It'll show you every single reef that TPNW's built, all of it.
That's perfect. Well, that's better than bossing, popping the bottom of your boat or throwing somebody out. It's all good. Have a bad day if you don't pay attention to what's going on anyway.
Well, a lot of things happen, these pipes will people don't realize how many just thousands of miles of flow pipe are on the bottom of these bay systems, especially from all the old gas wells and everything. Mm-hmm. And oyster boats over the years will hang up on them and drag them up, and they'll be just under the surface or sticking out of the water just a little bit. And A flow pipe will take a lower unit off. Plus, if they're sticking at the right angle, they'll take a boat out.
Yeah, that's the deal I've seen, and that's what scared me. Of course, it's been like 2 years since I've seen that one, but I figured now that I'm calling you, talking to you, I'd ask you that question because I'm going to start fishing a lot since I retired.
Well, what I do, Vernon, is like if I find something like that I hadn't been aware of, something new that I see, I always stop and I'll punch it in on my unit. And I'll put a skull and crossbone symbol on there.
Absolutely. That's a good idea. That's perfect. Wow.
And steer clear of it. And I try to run pretty much the same track lines all the time that I'm accustomed to running. Because, you know, it's kind of like running, being a hunter and running your traps.
Right.
You know where the fish hang out and what areas you always find them at. And I always try to run those same lines. And
yeah, well, where are those at?
Yeah, no joke.
I'll find them. Hey, all right, then have a great week. Be safe out there, and I'm going to go hammer them.
All right, Vernon, go get them, buddy. See you, man.
Okay, later.
All right, take care. Thank you. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but everybody stay safe out there and, you know, catch them up. Do your thing. Live your life. That's what it's here for. And Johnny B and I'll be back next Thursday morning here at Sports Radio 610 at 4 a.m. KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.